underway, semifinal round, and not wasting any time is Tucker Main of McGuffey as he takes down Julius Pohl of Albert Gallatin, puts him right to his back. Hooked almost like a short bar there for Main. Now he's just going to step to the side, pick up the head, very close to getting the fall, and there it is in 31 seconds for Tucker Main of McGuffey into the finals at 107.
The other side of 107, it is Darius Simmons of Burgettstown out to an early 4-0 lead over Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry. Simmons of Burgettstown leading 4-0, about 50 seconds remain first period there. At 114 pounds in consolations, Nick Lebecki of Southmoreland, no score, with Noah Leninger of Burgettstown, no score there.
Up next on mat one, semi at 114, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Alex Medlin of Beth Center. And still waiting to get a consolation bout underway on mat four, and that will be at 121 pounds between Micah McGeary of Southmoreland and James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. And they are underway.
Darius Simmons working on some near fall points, 10 seconds remaining third period. Trying to push over for the fall. Is not going to be able to do that, but will pick up three near fall points. Darius Simmons will lead 7-0 at the end of the first period at 107 pounds. Still no score at the end of the first period for Lebecki of Southmoreland and Leninger of Burgettstown.
Takedown for McClure of Bentworth. He goes to a bar and a half. Nelson trying to take Medlin of BC over to his back. Has to walk all the way out front, try to chin the near shoulder back. Loses his pinning combination. McClure right now with a 2-0 lead. Also had a takedown for Delaney of Jeff Morgan in the consolations, and then an escape by McGeary of Southmoreland. So 2-1 for Delaney there. And McClure getting near fall points again. Tough to see his combination from this point. McClure up high, though, with legs in. And Tuffy's got an arm bar, does not have a half. Now he's trying to get maybe to a cross face or pull the arm across the chest. But McClure does have three near fall points coming. There they are, and he leads 45 seconds to go in the first, 5-0 for McClure.
Buzzard so far has successfully ridden, although Simmons reaches back and sort of a scrum on the mat. Simmons trying to pop his head out. He'll get it. Darius Simmons now leads 9-0 over on mat two at 107-pound semifinal. Noah Leninger and Nick Lebecki are at stop. It looks like blood time or injury time for Lebecki. No score there. About 40 seconds into the second period.
Delaney of Jeff Morgan leads McGeary of Southmoreland 4-1. They start the second with Delaney on top. 10 seconds to go in the first for top seed at 114 pounds, Drake McClure of Bentworth. 5-0 lead against Alex Medlin of Beth Center. And that will be the score after one, 5-0.
Simmons still leading 9-1 now on Buzzer. They're on their feet. They go out of bounds to the boundary and back to the center. They'll go 53 seconds remaining second period there. Darius Simmons, the number two seed at 107 pounds in on a low single. They roll themselves over, sort of attached to each other's ankles. Simmons trying to pop that head out. Figure four on Simmons' head in that overhang front headlock. Still stoppage time with Lebecki and Leninger. At 114 pounds, although here comes Lebecki back to the center, so we'll get 114-pound consolation back underway here in a moment.
McClure of Bentworth escapes early in the second. He leads 6-0. He does walk around behind Medlin of Beth Center, then spins him to the mat. Takedown McClure. He's up 8-0. Had an escape for McGeary of Southmoreland, and then a takedown by Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. So Delaney leads 6-2, riding with 35 seconds to go in the second. He's had a look like a two-on-one on the wrist. He got tilted McGeary. He's going to get a couple of near fall points out of that. So now 8-2 for Delaney of Jeff Morgan.
Second period coming to an end at 107 pounds. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown leading 9-1. So he got a reversal and gave up an escape there in that second period. Comfortably leading 9-1, though. Leninger of Burgettstown at 114 pounds. Still no score with Lebecki of Southmoreland. There's about 30 seconds remaining. Second period there. Leninger has been riding, however, for the majority of this period.
McClure of Bentworth and Medlin of Beth Center trade reversal. So it's 10-2 now for McClure, and he comes back in on top.
And Noah Lettinger of Burgettstown, a fall at 114 pounds at 245. So Lettinger will move on. Simmons still leading 9-1, now riding on top, 30 seconds into the third period.
Delaney of Jefferson Morgan now leading 8-2 over McGeary of Southmoreland. Minute 50 to go in the third as Delaney rides. Looks like a leg and a half and a pin for Bentworth's Drake McClure at 114 pounds. Time of that fall going to be 3 minutes and 42 seconds. So McClure into the finals at 114. Again, by fall at 342 over Medlin Obeth Center.
Underway on mat 3, 127-pound consolation. Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry leads 2-0 over Landry Queer of Southmoreland. 30 seconds to go, first period there. Darius Simmons for Burgettstown. Stoppage time there. Looks like perhaps injury time. Not sure. I believe it is injury time. He leads 9-2 right now. So Buzzard with an escape, 9-2.
Under a minute to go. Consolation at 121 on mat 4. Delaney of Jefferson Morgan still riding and leading McGeary of Southmoreland 8-2. Semifinal bout at 121 underway on mat 1, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, Danny Smith of Burgettstown. 13 seconds in, they are scoreless. And had a little false start there in the neutral position. Official takes the blame for that, so no caution. And they resume action.
Simmons still being tended to, about 30 seconds remaining in the injury time. Sitting, being tended to. Again, still leading 9-2 at 107 pounds. Harrison of Fort Cherry leading 2-0. Second period underway over Queer of Southmoreland. Simmons is back to his feet. We'll get underway there.
32 seconds to go. An escape for Micah McGeary of Southmoreland. Got up to his feet. Delaney cut him loose. So Delaney of Jefferson Morgan now leading 8-3. Down to about 20 seconds remaining. Here's a headlock for Danny Smith of Burgettstown. Still neutral. Trying to roll Wolf of McGuffey to the mat. But Wolf pops his head outside the headlock. And halfway through the first period, Wolf gets the opening takedown.
Darius Simmons with another takedown. 30 seconds remain, third period. He now leads 11-2 over Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry. Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry, on the other hand, leading 2-0 over Landon Queer of Southmoreland. About 80 seconds remaining, second period.
And we have an 8-3 final for Jefferson Morgan's James Delaney. He defeats Micah McGeary of Southmoreland. That's consolation at 121. Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, 8-3.
And Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, the number 2 seed at 107 pounds, will win 11-3 over Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry. Simmons, your winner, 11-3. He will see Tucker Maine, of McGuffey in the finals.
And no consolation bouts in this round at 107 because of just six wrestlers in the weight class.
At 114 pounds, getting underway on mat two is Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston and Noah Collins of West Green. Williams with a quick two-point takedown. He leads 2-0. Harrison of Fort Cherry at 127 pounds, still leading 2-0 over Queer of Southmoreland.
Mat 1, Wolf of McGuffey is going to come to the end of the first period with a 2-0 lead on Burgettstown's Danny Smith. Mat 4, consolation at 127. Chase Selassie of Southmoreland has taken down Nishal DeHall of Bell Vernon. So Selassie with a 2-0 lead, first period about to end there.
Jordan Williams with near fall points looking for the fall against Noah Collins. Still about 70 seconds remaining to go, so Williams at 114 pounds, very close to the fall. Tough to see with the official right in the way, but Williams appears close.
Wolf of McGuffey starts his second period on the bottom with a 2-0 lead out of bounds with Smith of Burgettstown, just 19 seconds off the second period clock in that semi at 121.
And at 114 pounds, we have a fall. Jordan Williams into the finals. A fall at 1 minute 11 seconds. So Williams and McClure will see each other in the finals. 127-pound consolation, Nate Harrison leading 4-0 over Landon Queer of Southmoreland. And Harrison now has Queer onto his back. Again, leading 4-0, it will soon here be 7-0, and the fall will come. At 3 minutes and 45 seconds, Nate Harrison at 127 pounds, 345, Harrison advances.
Check back in on Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. He escapes to go up 3-0 against Smith of Burgettstown on their feet. Minute 10 left in the second. Consolation at 127. Salashia Frazier has just picked up a couple of back points. Actually, three of them. And now he turns Day Hall of Bell Vernon over to his back, and he's going to get the fall. Again, that's a consolation at 127. 2 minutes, 7 seconds, time of the fall for Chase Salashie of Frazier.
Underway on mat, 221-pound semifinal, Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry and Mason Wright of Best Center. No score right now.
Wolf of McGuffey with a takedown and a cradle on Smith. Takedown makes it 5-0. Not sure if Wolf has near fall points here. Yeah, he does. He's going to pull Smith back inside the boundary a little bit more, give himself a little bit more room to work with. Goots of Elizabeth forward, Zugai of Yawk, consolation at 121, just underway on mat 4. And there's the fall for Emmett Wolf with that cradle. It comes at 3 minutes and 47 seconds. It's a semi at 121. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey by fall at 347 over Danny Smith of Burgettstown.
Consolation match, Lane Ely of McGuffey. He leads 5-0 over Dom Lascotti of Yawk. First period comes to an end there. Ely again leading 5-0. On the other side, a two-point takedown for Mason Wright of Best Center. He now leads 2-0. That's at 121 pounds over Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. Just 15 seconds to go, first period there. Wright leads Robinson.
Semi at 127, underway on mat 1. Berkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Chris Vargo of Bentworth. And Vargo is going to get the opening takedown there, 21 seconds in. Zugai of Yawk, 5-0 lead at the end of one. Consolation at 121 over Goots of Elizabeth forward. Looks like an escape for Torkowitz, but Vargo walks right around behind him to get another takedown, make it 4-1, give an escape to make it 4-2.
Ely still working in front, 5-0. He leads Lascotti of Yawk, Ely of McGuffey. Mason Wright of Best Center, a 2-0 lead over Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. We are into the second period there. Semifinal match at 121 pounds.
Vargo ducks underneath the arm, gets to the left leg. Looks like a whizzer for Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. So still 4-2 there, but Vargo just keeps on coming, gets the takedown, leads 6-2. 7-0 for Zugai of Yawk now in the consolation bout in the second period, leading Goots of Elizabeth forward. And now looks like a leg and I think a cross face for Vargo. Another near fall count going. 3 for Vargo. He's up 9-2.
Ely of McGuffey, he'll get a fall at 237. Lane Ely of McGuffey at 114-pound consolation. That fall. Mason Wright of Best Center, semifinal match, 121 pounds, leading 4-0 over Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry.
Vincent Goots of Elizabeth forward injured over on mat 4. And we've come to the end of the first for Chris Vargo of Bentworth, 9-2 lead over Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Semis at 107, Maine of McGuffey falling 31 seconds over Pool of Albert Gallatin, and Simmons of Burgettstown, the other semi, 11-3 over Buzzard of Fort Cherry. No consolation results, no consolation bouts in this round at 107. Vargo starts his second period on the bottom with a 9-2 lead. That's a semi at 127. Goots of Elizabeth forward looks like he's ready to continue after an injury timeout. 114 pounds in the semis. McClure of Bentworth fall at 342 over Medlin of Beth Center, and Williams of Chartiers Houston fall at 111 over Collins of West Green. Consolation results at 114. Ely of McGuffey fall over Liscotti of Yawk at 247, and Leininger of Burgettstown fall at 247 over Lubecki of Southmoreland.
First period coming to an end. Consolation at 133 pounds. Austin Maruck of Chartiers Houston leading 5-0 over Emmanuel Gardner of Elizabeth Forward. That, again, that's at 133-pound consolation. 121-pound semifinal. We're into the third period. Mason Wright of Beth Center, a 4-0 lead over Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry.
12-2 lead now for Chris Vargo of Bentworth, riding against Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Torkowitz on his knees, head down, half Nelson on the right side for Vargo, and a bar on the left. He's going to try to drive on that bar, but I think he stopped on a potentially dangerous call there. Vargo looks, palms up, not sure. I didn't see a potentially dangerous signal that stopped it, but they're going to restart. 12-2, Zugai of Yawk in the Consolations at 121 leads Goots of Elizabeth Forward. Again, that's 12-2 early. They just started the third period.
Maruck of Chartiers Houston up 8-0 now. We're nearing the halfway point of the second period, although Gardner catches them back up to their feet. Gardner will get the escape, but they will otherwise hit the boundary and be on their feet. Maruck still leading 8-1. Mason Wright, 121-pound semifinal, now leading 5-2, as Sean Robertson gets a takedown. Just 45 seconds remain in that semifinal match.
Back to Chris Vargo of Bentworth. Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant got up to his feet. Vargo took him back to the mat. 13 seconds to go, second period. Vargo leading 12-2. Minute to go in the consolation bout on mat 4 at 121. Zugai of Yawk, 12-2 lead over Goots of Elizabeth Forward. And there's the end of the second for Vargo and Torkowitz.
Maruk still leading 8-1 over Gardner. Maruk of Chartiers Houston in on a double leg. Flips over, still no points awarded yet. Over on mat 2, 121 semifinal, we have a final score. After a few near fall points, it will be Mason Wright of Beth Center. He will advance a 9-2 decision over Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. Mason Wright into the finals at 121 pounds. Maruk of Shark Houston now near fall points, almost a near fall. The whistle will sound. 3 points of Maruk of Shark Houston now leading 13-1 over Emmanuel Gardner of Elizabeth Forward at 133 pounds.
Vargo has just picked up 3 near fall points in the third. He now leads 15-2 over Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Minute 20 remaining there. Going to get a blood timeout late in the second period of the consolation bout at 121. Zugai of Yawk 12-2 lead over Goots of Elizabeth Forward.
Onto the mat on mat 2. Underway semifinal match, 133 pounds. Parker Senepal, a quick takedown of Caleb Patton of Wash High. He leads 2-0. About 35 seconds into that first period, Parker Senepal with a lead. Gardner of Elizabeth Forward picks up 3 points. He now trails 13-4 to Maruk of Shar Houston. Maruk up to his feet, though. He'll clear. Still 13-4, minute 25 and counting.
Goots and Zugai ready to continue. Just 9 seconds to go in that consolation bout. Vargo still leads 15-3 with 33 seconds to go. We'll get the final here in the consolation bout at 121. It's going to be 12-2. Rocco Zugai of Yawk defeats Vincent Groots of Elizabeth Forward. Goots, excuse me. So again, that's 12-2 for Zugai.
Maruk leading 15-4 for Chartiers Houston. A minute 10 remaining in that consolation match at 133 pounds. On the semifinal side of it, Parker Senepal still leading 2-0 over Caleb Patton of Wash High.
Chris Vargo about to win his bout over on mat 1. He leads 17-4, just 5 seconds to go. against Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant, and that will be the 17-4 final for Vargo, headed to the finals at 127. Just two losses on the year for Vargo.
We have a technical fall on Matt 333-pound consolation to Austin Marouk of Chartiers Houston. He will win 20-4 over Emmanuel Gardner. Marouk on.
Next bout up, semifinal on mat one, 127 pounds. Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown. Consolation at 133 on mat four, Garrett Newman of McGuffey and Colby Hibner of Bell Vernon.
Second period about to get underway. Semifinal match, 133 pounds. Parker Senapal, a 2-0 lead over Caleb Patton of Wash High. They will start on their feet. Patton in on a shot. Senapal, a quick response, back up to their feet. They go underway on mat 345-pound consolation. Cashton Bish, trailing Levi Yater of West Green. Yater leading 2-0.
At 121 pounds in the semis, Wolf of McGuffey fall at 347 over Smith of Burgettstown and Wright of Beth Center, 9-2 over Robertson of Fort Cherry. Consolation results, Zugai of Yawk 12-2 over Goots of Elizabeth Forward and Delaney of Jefferson Morgan 8-3 over McGeary of Southmoreland.
Parker Senapal has extended his lead out to 4-0 with a takedown of Caleb Patton. Just over a minute remaining there. Senapal working on top on the near side looking for something. Yater of West Green still leading 2-0 over Bish. As the second period gets underway at the 145-pound consolation match.
Lucas Barr, McGuffey, Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown still scoreless. 40 seconds to go in their first period. Semi at 127. Had a stoppage at the end of one. The bout between Newman of McGuffey and Hibner of Bell Vernon. Newman leads 4-1. And he'll start the second period on the bottom.
30 seconds remain. Senapal still riding on top. Has that right ankle hooked of Patton, trying to work up near the head. Senapal again leading 4-0. Second period nearing a close. Yater of West Green leading 2-0, still over Bish. About 30 seconds into that second period.
Time about to run out in the first. Slovic in on the leg of Barr. Barr in a sitting position, but kind of draped over top. And the period will end, so no takedown. Barr and Slovic scoreless after one. There's a switch and a reversal for Garrett Newman of McGuffey. He leads his consolation bout over Hibner of Bell Vernon 6-1, gives an escape to make it 6-2, second period with a minute 12 to go.
Speaking of escapes, Cashton Bish of Southmoreland with an escape on Levi Yater. It is now 2-2 between them in a 145-pound consolation match. Third period underway in the 133-pound semifinal. Parker Senapal, a 4-0 lead on Patton. They started on their feet. Patton in on a shot. Senapal trying to clear that. And he will. 6-0 Parker Senapal. Excuse me, a reversal for Senapal. Regardless, leading 6-0. Minute 30 remaining third period.
I think we had a fall for Newman of McGuffey, and it Hibner came at the one-minute mark.
Newman got the fall or was pinned?
Well, he was leading. I'm going to double-check that. The fall, in any case, is going to come at the two-minute mark. That's a consolation. At 133. Meanwhile, Slovic and Barr on mat one. Barr escapes to start the second period. And now Barr steps in, ties up a leg, reaches back, goes around the head of Slovic, has Slovic on his back and in trouble. And there is the fall at 2 minutes and 40 seconds for Lucas Barr of McGuffey at 127 pounds. Again, that's 2:40 time of the fall for Barr of McGuffey over Slovic of Burgettstown in the semis at 127.
Parker Senapal continues to lead 6-0, 40 seconds in counting remaining, working on a right arm bar. And we're going to go ahead and get two near fall points and a stoppage. Parker Senapal extends his lead out to 8-0 in that 133-pound semifinal. 145-pound consolation, Levi Yater of West Green leading 6-2 now after another reversal. Minute 20 remaining. third period there, although Bish rolls through and gets his own reversal. So now Yeaters lead to 6-4 as Bish gets that reversal. Centipaul 25 seconds, leading 8-0.
Just to confirm, that was Newman of McGuffey in the consolations at 133
Thank
by
you.
Fall at 2 minutes over Hibner of AG. Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon, Gavin Suica of Burgettstown. Semi at 139 underway on mat two. Suica driving into Waitman. Gets behind him, but still on their feet. And they'll drop to the mat. Suica will get the takedown just before the two go out of bounds. Consolation at 145 on mat four. Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry riding and leading Colton Kelly of Albert Gallatin. 4-0, minute 35 to go in the second period.
Parker Centipaul completes the victory. He wins 8-0 in the semifinal match at 133 pounds. Parker Centipaul of Burgettstown advancing to the final at 133 pounds. And the other side of that semifinal hitting the mat now, Tyler Clark of Frazier and Seth Burns of West Green. They are now underway. Consolation at 145. Yeater leading Bish 8-6. But Bish is going to pick up two near fall points and going to tie it at 8, so this one is going to overtime. We've got overtime at 145 consolation between Cashton Bish and Levi Yeater.
Four one at the end of one. Suica of Burgettstown leading Waitman of Bell Vernon. Waitman going to start the second on the bottom. Looks like Suica will give the escape to make it 4-2. Actually, I'm sorry, they're still in the first period. 38 seconds to go. So 4-2 for Suica. Controls the right arm, gets to the right leg, and picks it up. Waitman with a whizzer, and Suica goes right into a cradle. But Waitman, boy, what a great,
wow.
What great strength by Suica, as it looked like he was in trouble on his own back, still had the cradle locked in, and it looked like Waitman might break it and put Suica on his back, but Suica just drove Waitman back over to his back. Suica 6-2 with the takedown, plus three near fall points coming, and only 5 seconds to go in the period. There are the near falls, so it's going to be 9-2 for Suica at the end of one.
145-pound consolation. It's going to be Levi Yeater, a 10-8 decision in overtime over Cashton Bish of Southmoreland. Yeater continues on with the win at 145 pounds. At 133 pounds, Tyler Clark of Frazier, a 5-0 lead over Seth Burns of West Green. 20 seconds remaining, first period there. Clark leading now 7-0, having his way so far in this first period. Underway at 152-pound consolation on mat three. Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan, Bryce Smith of West Green, now on their way on their feet. No score yet.
Sit and turn to start the third period for Colton Kelly of Albert Gallatin. He escapes, so he trails Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry 5-4, but Rush goes right in on a double and then goes to a half. Takedown makes it 7-4, deep half and fall for Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry. It comes at the 3 minute and 16 second mark. That's 3:16. Consolation result at 145. Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry pins Colton Kelly of Albert Gallatin.
Second period underway. Tyler Clark of Frazier, a 7-0 lead over Seth Burns of West Green. Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan, a 2-0 lead over Bryce Smith, 152-pound consolation.
Gavin Suica with another takedown. He now leads 13-3 in the second period over Waitman of Bell Vernon. And got a whistle. I think Waitman may be getting blood time here. So we've got a break in the action. We'll have more AA Southern Section Wrestling on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Back here at Burgettstown, had a blood timeout for Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon. He'll start as they get back into action in the second period with 39 seconds to go. Waitman on the bottom, trailing 13-3 to Burgettstown's Gavin Suica. Logan Rainier of McGuffey has just reversed Dominic Skubicki of Bell Vernon, and Rainier puts Skubicki on his back. Skubicki had a 4-0 lead, but now 4-2 with a reversal, plus back points early in the second period there. Still a minute 38 to go.
Second period over on the 133-pound semifinal match. Tyler Clark of Fraser leading 8-0 over Seth Burns of West Greene. 152-pound consolation, Grant Hathaway, a 5-0 lead over Bryce Smith of West Greene. That match is nearing the end of the second period. Hathaway 5-0 over Smith. Clark 8-0 over Burns.
There's the fall for Rainier of Burgettstown. It comes, of McGuffey at 1 minute and 21 seconds. He pins Skubicki of Bell Vernon again. 121 time of the fall for Rainier. He was down 4-0 but came back and got the pin. Suica of Burgettstown leads 13-3 at the end of two in his semifinal bout against Waitman of Bell Vernon.
Seth Burns onto the board now 8-1, and we've got some injury time allotted to Tyler Clark. 8-1 Clark of Fraser leading Burns of West Greene. Minute 33 remaining third period in that 133-pound semifinal. Consolation 152 pounds, third period underway. Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan riding on top, leading Bryce Smith of West Greene 5-0. Looks like Clark is well enough to come back to the center. They'll start in the neutral there.
Got a quick near fall situation for Eric Kovac of Burgettstown in the consolations at 160. He puts Casado of McGuffey onto his back early on. Suica of Burgettstown still on the bottom with a 13-3 lead, and there is the fall for Kovac. And that comes in 30 seconds. That's in the consolations at 160. 30-second fall for Eric Kovac of Burgettstown over Michael Casado of McGuffey.
Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan, 152-pound consolation, extends his lead out to 6-0, continues to ride on top of Smith, 8-1. Clark still leading Burns in the 133 semifinal.
Suica with a reversal with a minute 18 to go. He now leads 15-3. Next consolation bout up 172 pounds on Matt Ford. Noah Lehue of Beth Center. Braylon Preston of Burgettstown. Go back to 127 semifinal results. Vargo of Bentworth 17-4 over Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Barr of McGuffey fall at 240 over Slovak of Burgettstown. Consolation results, Harrison of Fort Cherry fall at 345 over Queer of Southmoreland. Salashi of Fraser fall at 207 over Dayhall of Bell Vernon.
Tyler Clark of Fraser looks like he will carry an 8-1 victory at 133 pounds. He'll meet Parker Senepal in the finals at that weight class. Clark a winner, 8-1 at 133 pounds. Burns will fall into the consolations. Similarly, the 152 consolation match, Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan will be your winner here. A 6-0 defeat of Bryce Smith of West Greene. Hathaway continues on at 152.
Ten seconds to go for Gavin Suica. He is going to advance. into the finals at 139 pounds. Suica, an 18-5 win over Giovanni Waitman.
The other side of that bracket now underway, 139-pound semifinals. Joseph Longhi of Mount Pleasant and Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. No score there, 30 seconds into that match. On mat 3 at 160-pound, consolation, Landon DeLera of Southmoreland, Freddie Sherman of Beth Center. Underway now, no score there, 30 seconds in.
Got a stoppage in the consolation bout, still scoreless between Lehue of Beth Center and Preston of Burgettstown. Bout is still scoreless there. in the first period. Next semifinal bout up 145 pounds, mat one, Jameson Paklimbo of Mount Pleasant, Logan Noyes of Burgettstown.
Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Four with a takedown a minute into the first period over Joseph Longhi of Mount Pleasant. Boyer of EF leading 2-0. First period coming to an end between DeLera and Sherman, 160-pound consolation. No score in that one.
So start the second period between Lehue and Preston in that consolation bout after an injury timeout. Lehue, there was a locked hands penalty. It shows 1-0 for Lehue, and actually 2-0 because the locked hands penalty and then the escape, so 2-0 for Lehue.
Longhi of Mount Pleasant able to get an escape. He now trails just 2-1 in on a half shot, comes back up to his feet, still hand fighting with Boyer and Longhi. No score, starting on their feet in the second period, Sherman and DeLera, and as I say that, Freddie Sherman with a takedown, although hasn't been awarded the points yet, but Sherman will likely lead here 2-0 here soon.
1450 AM, WJPA Washington, and WJPA.com, WJPA Sports Network, greensports.net, bringing you the Southern AA Section Wrestling Tournament from Burgettstown. We are in semifinals and third-round consolations. Jameson Paklimbo of Mount Pleasant with a couple of takedowns. 29 seconds to go in the first period. He rides and leads Logan Noyes of Burgettstown 4-1. Consolation at 172. Noah Lehue of Beth Center still 2-0 lead and neutral against Braylon Preston of Burgettstown. Just under a minute and a half to go in their second.
First period comes to a close. 139-pound consolation. Lucas Boyer 2-1 over Joseph Longhi. Boyer of EF, Longhi of Mount Pleasant. That one's underway. 1-0, Landon DeLera of Southmoreland leading Freddie Sherman of Beth Center. And he'll get a two-point takedown. So 3-0 now, DeLera leading Sherman at 160 pounds.
Takedown, a couple of back points, and now a fall with an armbar for Noah Lehue of Beth Center. Consolation at 172. He's going to win by fall at 1 minute and 58 seconds. That's Lehue, 158. Time of his fall, the consolation is at 172 over Preston of Burgettstown.
An escape for Boyer. He now leads 3-1 for Elizabeth Forward, trying to pop that right leg out for the reversal, or for the takedown, I should say. Has not been awarded it yet, so 3-1 Boyer leads. Second period comes to an end. Third period underway. Landon DeLair of Southmoreland, a 3-0 lead over Freddie Sherman of Beth Center.
Jameson Paklimbo of Mount Pleasant starts the second on the bottom with a 4-1 lead against Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. Next consolation bout up 189. Mat 4, Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan against Aaron Supler of McGuffey. They're just underway. There's an escape for Paklimbo. He's up 5-1. Quick results at 133 in the semi. Santa Paula of Burgettstown 8-0 over Patton of Washington. The other semi, Clark of Frazier 8-1 over Burns of West Green. Consolation results at 133. Marouk of Chartiers Houston, a Tech fall, 20-4. Didn't get the time. That was over Gardner of Elizabeth Forward. And Newman of McGuffey, a fall at the 2-minute mark against Hibner of Albert Gallatin. Paklimbo with a takedown, now riding and leading 7-1 over Noyes of Burgettstown. 44 seconds to go, second period. And still scoreless in the consolation at 189 between Bales of Jeff Morgan and Supler of McGuffey.
Some blood time for Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. He is tended to 45 seconds remaining second period, 139-pound semi. Boyer leading 5-1. They'll go out of bounds. Third period underway. Landon Delaro, Southmoreland, a 3-0 lead over Freddie Sherman of Best Center.
McClembo turns over Noyes, very close to getting the fall. Just kind of had the arms tied up, and the McClembo is going to get that pin at 3 minutes and 46 seconds. That's in the semis at 145. McClembo by fall at 346 over Logan Noyes of Burgettstown.
Delaro working a left arm bar. Official's going to call a stalemate back to the center. Just 24 seconds remaining there. Delaro just 24 seconds away from moving on over Freddie Sherman of Best Center. Lucas Boyer of EF still a 5-1 lead. Second period nearing a close over Joseph Longhi of Mount Pleasant.
Consolation at 189. Scoreless after one. Aaron Supler of McGuffey on the bottom against Brock Bales of Jeff Morgan. Again, that's 189 pounds. Semi at 145, just underway. Owen Ivsick of Bentworth against Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon.
Second period comes to an end. Boyer still a 5-1 lead. Longhi will start in the down position. A reversal for Freddie Sherman of Best Center, but too little too late as Sherman will fall to Landon Delaro. Delaro the winner, 3-2, 160-pound consolation.
Had a nice fireman's carry attempt by Owen Ivsick, but he just couldn't finish it. Good job by Cole Doppelhauer to fight that off. So those two are still scoreless, not quite yet halfway through the first period.
Coming up on mat three, Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland, Ty Hornick of Mount Pleasant, 172-pound consolation match. Boyer still leading 5-1 at 139 pounds in the semifinal over Longhi of Mount Pleasant.
Bales of Jefferson Morgan still riding, still scoreless with Aaron Supler of McGuffey. Consolation at 189, just under a minute to go in the second period. Ivsick trying to fight off a shot here from Doppelhauer. Doppelhauer picks that single up, tries to kick the right leg out. And they go out of bounds. And no takedown there for Doppelhauer. 30 seconds left in the first.
Boyer now leading 6-3. Longhi got a takedown, but with just 45 seconds and counting remaining, moving quick, but then another two-point takedown from Boyer. He now leads 8-3. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. No score with Ty Hornick and Ethan Kenny at 172-pound consolation on mat three. First period nearing a close in that one.
Late second period, Bales of Jeff Morgan and Supler of McGuffey scoreless. Looks like that will be the score going to the third. Bales rides the entire second period. And a scramble going on with Ivsick and Doppelhauer. Underhook for Ivsick. As they scramble around, they go out of bounds. Still scoreless there. 11 seconds left in the first.
First period to an end. Not a lot of action. Ethan Kenny and Ty Hornick. Kenny of Southmoreland, Hornick of Mount Pleasant. 0-0, 172-pound consolation. On mat two, just 10 seconds away, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, the likely moving on at 139 pounds in the semifinal with a win over Joseph Longhi. Longhi, a quick reversal, trying to do something with it. He'll get one escape point, but that will not be enough. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, an 8-4 victory over Joseph Longhi in 139-pound semifinal, I should say. He'll take on Gavin Suica in the finals.
Escape for Cole Doppelhauer to start the second period. Ivsick quickly in on the right leg, though. Picks it up near the edge of the mat. And Ivsick drops on both legs down around the ankles and gets the takedown just before they go out. So 2-1 Ivsick, minute 40 to go. Second period, Bales of Jeff Morgan escapes in his consolation at 189. Leads Supler of McGuffey 1-0, minute 27 to go in their third.
152-pound semifinal underway. Damon Michaels, the number one seed of Elizabeth Forward, and Sean Hollis of Southmoreland. No score on their feet. Ty Hornick of Mount Pleasant picks up his first point. Now 1-0, he leads Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland. 172 pounds, just over a minute remaining in the second period there.
Escape for Doppelhauer. He and Ivsick 2-2 and neutral. Minute and a half to go, second period. quickly. It results at 139. Semifinals, Suica of Burgettstown, 18-5 over Waitman of Bell Vernon. Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, 8-4 over Long High of Mount Pleasant. And just six wrestlers in the weight class, so no consolation bouts in this round at 139. Stalemate between Ipsic and Doppelhauer. Still neutral, still 2-2, a minute 10 to go in the second. And injury time running for Brock Bales of Jeff Morgan on mat 4.
Damon Michaels out to an early 2-0 lead on Sean Hollis. Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland with 2 points and looking for some near fall points. He leads 2-1. 20 seconds remaining second period there. 172-pound consolation.
Another stalemate for Ipsic and Doppelhauer. 44 seconds to go in their second, and now injury time over for Bales of Jeff Morgan. Ready to get back into action against Super of McGuffey. Minute and a half to go in their third. 1-0 for Bales. Ipsic working with an underhook, driving into Doppelhauer in their semifinal bout. Still tied at 2, getting late in the second period. Break out of that tie-up now. Shoved to the head by Ipsic. Doppelhauer drops, doesn't really shoot, leaves the right leg open. Ipsic goes in and gets it, and he'll get the takedown with 7 seconds to go in the second. So 4-2 for Owen Ipsic after two periods.
Good match going on there. Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward, 152-pound, the other semifinal. Michaels leading 5-0 over Sean Hollis of Southmoreland. We'll get a stop there. It's like injury, or end of the period, excuse me. Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland leading 3-1 over Ty Hornick of Mount Pleasant. Minute 30 remaining there. They are on their feet.
Ipsic starts the third on the bottom. He sat and turned, and he caught Doppelhauer up too high, pulls him over top. So reversal for Ipsic. He's now up 6-2 early in the third. 45 seconds remaining in the consolation bout for Bales of Jeff Morgan. Super McGuffey still 1-0 for Bales. They're on their feet, 40 seconds to go. Bales shoots as he tries to finish. Supler sprawls back. Bales still locked on the right leg. Quarter Nelson for Supler forces Bales off the leg, but Supler not able yet to spin behind and get the takedown. 20 seconds left. Supler keeps coming, but Bales does a nice job to turn in, and then Supler spins behind. Jared Roberts wants the two, but not going to get it as the two go out with 13 seconds left.
Michaels leading 6-0 on mat 2, second period. Number one seed, 152 pounds. On mat 3, a lot of movement and action. Ethan Kenny, an 8-3 lead over Ty Hornick. Kenny of Southmoreland, Hornick of Mount Pleasant.
Super trying one last time to get a takedown, but time's going to run out. It's going to be a 1-0 win, and the consolations for Brock Bales of Jeff Morgan over Aaron Super of McGuffey at 189 pounds. That's Bales 1-0. Meanwhile, Owen Ipsic still riding with a 6-2 lead, and action stopped there with 19 seconds to go in the third period.
Damon Michaels at 152 pounds completes that victory 8-0 over Sean Hollis, 152 semifinal. Michaels on to the finals.
Got a blood timeout in that bout between Ipsic and Doppelhauer.
...152-pound semifinal match. Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant, Rudy Brown of Burgettstown underway. So 152 pounds, the other side of the bracket from the match we just heard.
Consolation bout at 189 up on mat 4. John Lampe of West Green, Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Spinning behind is Hoffman, but still up on their feet. And then Lampe turns in to face him. They're out of bounds, so no takedown there. Ipsic and Doppelhauer for the final 19 seconds of their semifinal bout. Doppelhauer to his feet. Ipsic takes him back to the mat. 12 seconds to go.
172-pound consolation final. Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland, a 10-3 victory over Ty Hornick of Mount Pleasant. Kenny will advance at the 172-pound semi. Rudy Brown of Burgettstown picks up a takedown 55 seconds into the first period. Brown of Burgettstown leading Shawless of Mount Pleasant 2-0. Brown riding on top.
Owen Ivsic finishes off his win in the semis at 145. He defeats Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon 6-2. That's Ivsic 6-2. So that completes the action at 145, gave you the Ivsic 6-2 win in the semi in the bottom half of the bracket. In the top half, it was Jameson Poklembo of Mount Pleasant pinning Logan Noyes of Burgettstown at 346. Guess I spoke too soon. We still have a couple of, one consolation result that we need to get for you. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the overtime bout. We'll get that cleared up here in a minute.
Rudy Brown of Burgettstown leading 4-1 now. Two takedowns of Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. 23 seconds remaining first period. Rudy Brown at 152 pounds leading 4-2. Trying to work a heavy half Nelson. Getting a little high with that, but trying to pull the shoulders on up over his head. And instead he'll try to turn Shawless the other way. Looks like he's going to get some near fall points. Clock working against Brown. He will not get the fall, but Rudy Brown will find a few more near fall points. A three-point near fall play or move for Rudy Brown. He leads 7-1 now, end of the first period, 152-pound semis.
All right, consolation results at 145. Levi Yater of West Green, 10-8 in overtime over Cashton Bishop, Southmoreland. And Jazz Rusher for Cherry Fall, 3-16 over Colton Kelly of Albert Gallatin. Semi at 160 on mat one. Chase Vermelli of Jefferson Morgan has taken down Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin. Leads him 2-0. He's just picked up a couple of back points as well, has Vermelli, so he's up 4-0. Consolation at 189, John Lampe of West Green, Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. They are 2-2 and neutral, 35 seconds to go in the second period. Hoffman dives in on an ankle, and now he'll try to finish it. Changes over to a double. Got behind Lampe, but they were still up on their feet and then went out of bounds.
Underway on mat two, second period. Malachi Peak of Best Center trailing Luke Breyer of Bell Vernon. That's 215-pound consolation. Breyer of Bell Vernon leading 2-1 over Peak of Best Center. 152-pound semifinal. Rudy Brown of Burgettstown leading 7-2 over Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Shawless got an escape to begin the second period, and they are currently on their feet, locked up, about a minute 10 remaining second period.
Sounded like they made an announcement that as we get a takedown for Hoffman of Bell Vernon in his consolation bout right at the end of the second period, leads Lampe of West Green 4-2 after two. But it sounded like they will not move any semifinal bouts. The consolation round well ahead of the semis. So I think they'll just keep the semis on two mats. And again, and that will just allow to run things smoothly. When you get to the next consolation round, you won't have guys waiting around to get their minimum 45 minutes of rest.
Rudy Brown with another takedown and escape for Shawless. Brown lead now 9-3, 45 seconds remaining second period, back on their feet. Brown has been in control, three takedowns, three near fall points so far in the first three-plus minutes. They'll go out of bounds, stop there. Second period almost at a close, 215-pound consolation. Luke Breyer of Bell Vernon leading 1-0 over Malachi Peak. They are on their feet right now.
Escape for John Lampe of West Green in the third. He now trails 4-3, neutral with a minute and a half to go against Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. And going to the second period now, there was a delay. It may have been a blood timeout for Landon Conroy. But Conroy will be on the bottom, trailing 4-0 to Chase Fromelli as they now start the second. That's a semi at 160.
Greg Shawless hit with a stalling warning as Rudy Brown really pushing the envelope. Brown going to get another takedown here with just 10 seconds to go, second period. Rudy Brown of Burgettstown now leading 11-3 as the second period comes to a close. Brown, the number two seed at 152 pounds, looking to advance into the finals. He leads comfortably 11-3. Third period underway, Luke Breyer of Bell Vernon leading 1-0 over Malachi Peak of Best Center. Peak on the bottom trying to stand up and get to his feet. Breyer hanging on to that right side of his body, trying to bring him back down to the mat. Peak going to land on top of him in a two-point reversal for Malachi Peak. He leads 2-1.
We are going to get another blood timeout in the bout between Fermelli and Conroy. Conroy is he's bleeding. It might be on his around his left knee. Yeah, they're going to wrap that. So let's check the consolation bout. Neutral, 35 seconds to go. Hoffman of Bell Vernon with an escape in the third. Leads Lampy of West Green, 4-3. Tap to the head by Lampy. Couldn't get a good shot. 20 seconds to go. Now Hoffman shoots. Lampy reaches up top, grabs an ankle, trying to spin behind. Hoffman still locked on the left leg, and they go out of bounds with 14 seconds to go.
Greg Chotless of Mount Pleasant with a reversal to begin the third period, but an escape from Rudy Brown. Rudy Brown of Burgettstown leading 12-5, just over a minute remaining third period. They are on their feet.
Final seconds on mat 4. Lampy needing a point to tie, driving hard after Hoffman. And time is going to run out. That is going to be a 4-3 final for Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon in the consolations at 189. And that's 4-3 for Hoffman.
Rudy Brown and Greg Shawless go out of bounds. Looks like we might have some blood time for Shawless. Yep, that's what it'll be. Shawless trailing Rudy Brown 12-5. Final of 215-pound consolation. Malachi Peak comes from behind. He will win 2-1 over Luke Breyer of Bell Vernon. So Peak on at 215.
Chase Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan, as they get back into action, turns Landon Conroy of AG over to his back and pins him. That's going to be 3 minutes and 18 seconds in the semifinals at 163-18. Time of the fall for top seed Chase Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan.
Alex Rosilko of Bentworth, Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon underway, a 285-pound consolation match. And immediately into a over-under situation for Rosilko and Riggle as they'll go out of bounds. No score. Rudy Brown back into action with Greg Shawless. He's still leading 12-5, just 35 seconds remaining in that semifinal match.
Semi at 160, Ryan Solashi of Fraser, Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant just underway. Also early on in the first period, consolation at 215, Dylan Droboy of McGuffey, Caden Shannon of Southmoreland out of bounds and still scoreless. Looks like Solashi got a takedown on the edge up on mat 1 to take a 2-0 lead.
Final at the 152-pound semifinal. Rudy Brown of Burgettstown, a 14-5 major decision over Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Rudy Brown on to the finals at 152 pounds.
And we've had a scoreless first period between Droboy and Shannon, and we will have more AA Southern Section Wrestling in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330.
At Waynesburg University, Growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Back at Burgettstown, we'll go around the horn and update the bouts for you. 160-pound semifinal on mat one. Ryan Solashi of Frazier going to come to the end of the first period. They actually step out of bounds with 1 second to go, leading Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant 2-0. Consolation at 2:15 on mat four. Caden Shannon now a 3-1 lead on Dylan Droboy of McGuffey. 13 seconds left in their second period. Droboy trying to spin free for an escape, and he does, so that'll make it 3-2, and that likely will be the score going to the third period.
Over on mat 272-pound first period, just completed number one seed Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, an 11-0 lead over Braden Taggart of Bentworth. Brown leading, that's a 172-pound semifinal, and a consolation match at 285-pound Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon, currently tied with Alex Rosilko of Bentworth, 2-2. We're just starting the third period there. Both wrestlers there on their feet.
Solashi quickly up and out to start the second period. I don't think they put the point up on the board, but he should have a 3-0 lead. And now they do get it up there. Solashi quickly in on a single. He'll finish that off. Leads Perdana of Mount Pleasant 5-0. And Solashi goes to a leg ride immediately on top. Start of the third, Dylan Droboy of McGuffey trailing 3-2 and riding Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. Shannon up to his feet, and he is free for an escape to make it 4-2.
A final over on mat 272-pound semifinal. Elijah Browning, Tech fall 15-0. That comes at 2:49. 249, Elijah Brown, a Tech fall 15-0 over Braden Taggart of Bentworth. He is on to the finals. At 285-pound consolation match, Perry Riggle with a two-point takedown. He now leads 4-2 over Alex Rosilko of Bentworth. Just 50 seconds remaining in that match. Riggle currently riding on top.
So Lashie still riding and leading 5-0, 35 seconds to go, second period, and that semi at 160. Droboy of McGuffey taken down by Shannon of Southmoreland. Shannon leads 6-2, 43 seconds to go in the third period.
Underway at 172-pound, the other semifinal, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, immediately a takedown in three near fall points. He leads 5-0 over Reed Teagarden of McGuffey. Welsh of Fort Cherry leading 5, now 5-1 as he lets Teagarden up 172 pounds. Riggle trying to hang on to a victory here over Rosilko of Bentworth at the 285 consolation match. It looks like he's going to do so. Will he get any near fall points? It looks like he'll maybe pick up two additional ones, and that is a final 285 consolation. Perry Riggle advances a 6-2 decision over Alex Rosilko of Bentworth, and Riggle on.
Consolation result, Shannon of Southmoreland 6-2 over Droboy of McGuffey at 2:15. Braden Welsh with a quick fall.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't even happened so quickly, didn't even see it. Looks like that's it. 111 for Welsh.
Those table workers can take a mini break. We still have one match here to go in this consolation round on mat four. And we will be continuing with the semis in their entirety.
So Welsh over Reed Teagarden of McGuffey with that fall.
Not going to move semis.
Get things recapped for you. They're going to slow it down again in a little bit here. Not going to move semifinal matches as we're nearing the end of the consolation round.
Underway on mat 2, 215-pound semifinal, Rune Lawrence of Frazier, already a 2-0 lead over Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. 21 seconds into that one.
So Lashie of Frazier still riding and leading Perdana of Mount Pleasant. 7-0, 27 seconds to go in the third period there. 285-pound consolation on mat four. Jacob Lyle of Churchers Houston. Mason Sisler of Jeff Morgan.
We have a fall at 215 pounds. Rune Lawrence at 39 seconds. Pins Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. Rune Lawrence fall at 39 seconds. And Lawrence is on to the finals.
Looks like a 10-0 final for Ryan Selassie at 160 pounds in the semis over Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant. Again, 10-0 for Selassie.
Underway at 215 pounds, the other semifinal match at 215. Colin White of West Green, James Standish of Albert Gallatin. They are underway, no score, 25 seconds into that match.
.285 consolation on mat one. Jacob Lyle of Churchers Houston, 2-1 lead over Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan as Lyle rides in the second period with a minute 10 remaining. Next semi up on mat one, 189 pounds, Jacob Lehue of Beth Center just underway against Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. Daniels right in on a single down at the ankle. Now really trying to shoot through the legs of Lehue.
Colin White from West Green, 215 pounds, looking for, I don't think the points have been awarded yet. It appears that he is up 2-0 on Standish of Albert Gallatin.
Up and out with an escape is Sisler of Jefferson Morgan, 30 seconds to go in the second. 2-1 for Lyle of Churchers Houston. Looks like a stalling call there against Sisler. And now Sisler is going to spin Lyle to the mat. Yeah, I thought it was 2-2 after the escape. They just were late putting the point up. Sisler with the takedown leads 4-2. Daniels gets the takedown, goes to a leg and a crossface up on mat one, just under a minute to go in the first period. There's the end of the second for Lyle of Churchers Houston. Sisler of Jeff Morgan. Sisler leads 4-2.
First period comes to a close 215-pound semifinal. Colin White leads 2-0 over James Standish of Albert Gallatin, an early takedown and rode for majority of that period, and White will choose the neutral position to start the second period for West Green.
Daniels got a couple of near fall points on Lehue with that leg and crossface, so he leads 4-0, 20 seconds to go, second period. Consolation bout now in the third. Lyle of Churchers Houston at 285 on the bottom, trailing Sisler of Jefferson Morgan 4-2. And here is Daniels again. Can't tell me he's got a leg in, but he was able to turn Lehue over and get three near falls, so 7-0. And we also get a fall here in the bout between Lyle and Sisler with a minute 34 to go. Sisler of Jeff Morgan going to win by fall at 3 minutes and 26 seconds.
Colin White of West Green picks up another takedown to start the second period. He now leads 4-0, riding on top of James Standish of Albert Gallatin, trying to work that left arm. Standish able to get himself back up to his base, sit out there. Rolls through. Does he catch White? And it looks like he will. Nice roll from James Standish. Good reversal. Now 4-2, White leads.
Daniels pulls Lehue over top early in the second period for a reversal. So Vitaly Daniels is now up 9-0. And he's going to go around the head of Lehue. Lehue tries to roll all the way through, but Daniels puts him on his back, body perpendicular. There's the fall for Vitaly Daniels at 2 minutes and 34 seconds in the semis at 189. Again, 2:34 time of the fall.
Colin White still leading 4-2, tried to get himself up to his feet, unable to do so. They'll go back to the center. White will start down. Colin White leading 4-2 over James Standish of Albert Gallatin. 33 seconds remaining, second period. Again, this is a 215-pound semifinal.
Semi at 189, just underway on mat one. Jackson Angelo of Frazier, Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry. And Angelo drives into Salvini and takes him down 16 seconds in. Owe you some results. Let's try to get those to you now. 152 pounds in the semis. Michaels of Elizabeth Forward, 8-0 over Hollis of Southmoreland. Brown of Burgettstown, 14-5 over Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Consolation results, Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan, 6-0 over Smith of West Green. And Rainier of McGuffey fall at 121 over Skibicki of Bell Vernon. 160 pounds, semifinal results. Fermelli of Jeff Morgan fall at 318 over Conroy of Albert Gallatin. Salashi of Frazier 10-0 over Pradana of Mount Pleasant. Consolation results, Delera of Southmoreland 3-2 over Sherman of Beth Center and Kovach of Burgettstown with a fall in 30 seconds over Casado of McGuffey. Still 2-0 with a minute to go in the first period. Jackson Angelo of Frazier in the semis at 189. Riding and leading, Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry. Again, the consolation bouts in this round have all been completed, so just some semifinals to complete here.
Third period, 215-pound weight class. Colin White of West Green holding on to a 4-2 lead over James Standish of Albert Gallatin. White on the bottom, Standish working feverishly to try to find some points. White better be careful from a stalling call. About a minute 15 and counting remaining third period. Standish continues to pound on top. White, not a lot of movement in action from the bottom, and there is that stalling call against White.
Still 2-0 as we near the end of the first period in the semifinal bout up on mat one.
They're going to call a stalemate on mat two there. Colin White probably benefits him to get himself back up to his base, but still 55 seconds left, has that stalling warning against him, so Colin White needs to be careful here. Stands up to his feet and potentially dangerous, quickly call it as Standish jumps onto his back.
Here's the end of the first for Angelo of Frazier. He leads 2-0 over Salvini of Fort Cherry. Angelo going to be on the bottom to start the second period. That's at 189 pounds.
Not a lot of love for us, Mark, with all the people walking back and forth across mats 3 and 4.
Well, so far, so your view seems to be blocked a bit more than mine, at least for now.
I think you might have just jinxed yourself there.
Well, that's usually the way it works, too. Escape for Angelo Frazier, so he leads Salvini 3-0, minute 40 to go, second period. Results at 172 pounds. Semifinals, Brown of Bell Vernon, technical fall 15-0 over Taggart of Bentworth, and Welsh of Fort Cherry fall at 111 over Teagarden of McGuffey. Consolation results at 172. Kenny of Southmoreland 10-3 over Hornick of Mount Pleasant, and Lehue of Beth Center fall in 58 seconds over Preston of Burgettstown.
Looks like we have blood time over in our 215-pound semifinal match for Colin White being tended to. Just 26 seconds remain. He leads 4-2. James Standish working from the top position. White has been hit with stalling, so needs to be careful here in this last 26 seconds as he clings to a two-point lead.
And just to note, the time of that technical fall for Elijah Brown at 172 pounds was 1 minute and 25 seconds. Start of the second period. Jackson Angelo with two to start the period. He now leads 5-0. They're well into the second period. Angelo with a couple of near falls there to now lead Salvini 5-0, 30 seconds left in the second.
6 seconds remain. Colin White again still clinging to the 4-2 lead. Does a nice job in that last 20 seconds to get movement, get himself working. And now in these last few seconds, he's just going to bury his head, happily take a stalling if they even give it to him. They will not. Colin White of West Green advances with a 4-2 victory over James Standish of Albert Gallatin in a 215-pound semifinal match.
Time going to run out in the second for Salvini and Angelo. Angelo leads 5-0 going to the third. Looks like Salvini wants neutral to start the third period. So third period underway on mat one.
Underway at 285-pound semifinal, Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, the number one seed, against Joe Wilson of Washington. They are underway. Pitzer in on an outside single.
Jackson Angelo wraps Anthony Salvini a four cherry around the waist and trips him to the mat. Minute 25 to go in the third now. Angelo with a 7-0 lead.
Pitzer and Wilson, 30 seconds in, still on their feet. They went out of bounds on the last whistle. Still just hand fighting up top at the moment, about 45 seconds into the first period.
Angelo pulling the right arm across the chest underneath on Salvini, trying to turn him over. Salvini gets that arm free with 50 seconds remaining. Angelo still riding and leading, 7-0.
Pitzer in on a double leg. Nice job from Wilson to sprawl and force Pitzer to start that back over. So back to their feet they go. About 50 seconds remaining first period there. Pitzer, Wilson, no score. Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, Wilson of Washington, 285-pound semifinal match.
Angelo leg lace and crossface, but he cannot turn Salvini over. 23 seconds to go. Must have been a stalling point awarded there to Angelo because his lead is now 8-0. And just 12 seconds to go there. So Jackson Angelo of Frazier will head to the finals at 189 against Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. It's an 8-0 final for Angelo.
Pitzer and Wilson, still no score. First period coming to an end. Very little action. A couple half shots from both. Underhooks now for Pitzer. Certainly has a height advantage here in this match. Tries one quick lift. Nothing doing in the first period. It'll come to a close. No score. Dylan Pitzer and Joe Wilson.
Complete at 189. Now semifinal results. Daniels of Bentworth fall at 234 over Lehue of Beth Center. Angelo of Frazier 8-0 over Salvini of Fort Cherry. Consolation results. Bales of Jefferson Morgan 1-0 over Supler of McGuffey. And Hoffman of Bell Vernon 4-3 over Lampy of West Green. 285-pound semi underway on mat one. Jake Govern of Southmoreland, Joey Baronic of Burgettstown out of bounds, just 18 seconds in. We're complete at 215-pound weight class as well. Lawrence of Frazier in the semis falling 39 seconds over McEnany of Jeff Morgan. White of West Green 4-2 over Standish of Albert Gallatin in the other semifinal. Consolations, Peak of Beth Center 2-1 over Breyer of Bell Vernon, and Shannon of Southmoreland didn't get the score there. I'll have to look that one up, defeating Drowboy of McGuffey.
285 pounds, we have a final after a slow start to the first period. Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant completes the fall in 2 minutes and 29 seconds. Started on top and just wrenched over Wilson, so a fall for Dylan Pitzer at 229. Pitzer on to the finals. Wilson will fall into consolations.
Halfway through the first period, still scoreless between Baronic and Govern of Southmoreland as they work on their feet. That's our last bout of this particular round. We'll move right into the next consolation round as Govern and Baronico out of bounds, 39 seconds to go in the first period. Just want to get you one more score here back at 215 pounds in that bout. It was peak 2-1 over Breyer of Bell Vernon and 6-2 for Shannon of Southmoreland over Droboy of McGuffey. Baronic still scoreless, trying to spin around behind. And now Govern drives into Baronic, had him wrapped around the waist in a sitting position, but out of bounds. No takedown. A couple of wrestlers in the Southmoreland corner got up, and the official
very quickly.
Yes. Now, I mean, quite frankly, they say this all the time, but they don't enforce it. Two people in the corner, two coaches, that's it. But you get in situations like this, everybody gathers around.
Yep. Let's just say that I'm glad that they didn't enforce that rule back when I was wrestling, because I can't tell you how many times we were hawking over our coach's shoulder watching a teammate wrestle.
It happens all the time. So scoreless after one, Baronic will be on the bottom to start the second period.
Yeah, tough break for Govern there. I mean, it felt like he had it, but for Baronic, he'll take it and starts fresh here in the second period.
And he's quickly up and out 4 seconds in to take a 1-0 lead. So the next round of consolations will be two bouts per weight class. And then we'll have our pairing set for the championship as we get a... See, it was a penalty point awarded there to Baronic. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Maybe just a stray hand or something, but Govern.
When Govern not really coming after, yeah. Baronic, and he did kind of, again, put the hand right in the face and shove him away. Now Baronic pushes back, and they're out of bounds. This one might get a little heated.
Yeah, it certainly has all the makings.
If it hasn't already. Minute 29 remaining in the second period, and the referee talking to both of them before he restarts them here.
Yes. I was going to make that comment. Don't you notice that that official seems to be lingering there in the center a bit longer than usual.
So 2-0 for Baronic as they work on their feet here. Baronic reaches for a leg, not able to get in deep. Baronic again pushes in, and we're going to get a second stalling call on Govern. Looked like I thought I saw a point given to Baronic there. It's not on there. It is. Now it's on the board, so Baronic leads 3-0.
Yeah, it must have been what the first one was for as well.
Underhook for Baronic. Halfway through the second period, Baronic leads 3-0, pushes into Govern, and they are out of bounds. So, again, we're going to come back with the next round of consolations. It'll be two bouts per weight class. Once that round is complete, there will be a 30-minute break, and we will come back. And we were kind of ballparking that all week that it might be 3 o'clock, and it remains to be seen exactly when that's going to be. But it's going to, again, after the next round of consolations is complete, we're going to wait 30 minutes and then come back with the medal round.
I think that ballpark is still very much in play here.
39 seconds to go for Govern and Baronic in the second period. They're on their feet. Baronic with an escape and a couple of penalty points awarded to him. At least one of those was for stalling. Baronic with underhooks pushes into Govern, pushes him out of bounds with 24 seconds to go in the second. And they restart once again. Govern goes around the head. He knocked Baronic off balance, but Baronic recovers, and then they tie up and end up going out of bounds.
Yeah, good throw by there. Govern, I'd say he's been baiting him into it, but good use of sort of that push from Baronic, but just too close to the edge.
Now Baronic drives into Govern. They fall to the mat. Govern goes around the head, but Baronic pops outside of that. Gets the takedown, and Joey Baronic of Burgettstown will have a 5-0 lead going to the third period, and we'll have it when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Jake Govern escapes to start the third period, so Joey Baronic leads 5-1. Now down to a minute and a half remaining in the period. So they work on their feet. It's up to Govern now. Not that Baronic can just sit back and stall, but
right.
There's still a minute 20 to go. But Govern down by four. He has to try to make something happen here.
Yeah, always tricky too here. Looking for that big move. You're going to need that combined multiple point kind of move, and with these bigger guys, it good throw there. Good idea.
Yeah, Govern grabbed Baronic by the arm and tried to toss him, but the other side of that is Baronic knows he needs that too.
Right. And so
which
now
makes
you're
it extra tough.
Yeah, now you're forcing the issue, which means you're likely drawing the ire of the official because you're trying to push it. And you're right, if you're Baronic, really no need to certainly throw it too much weight into him, although good throw there.
Now basically Govern pulled Baronic almost right on top of himself. Baronic grabbed the leg, but they were out of bounds, so no takedown. 49 seconds to go, still 5-1 for Baronic.
Good body awareness from Baronic to feel that weight, that shift of momentum going, and to sort of collapse himself down on that leg.
Baronic doing enough to avoid stalling here. He's not overly aggressive. Again, you want to be smart in terms of what you do. Don't leave yourself vulnerable to a throw or,
yeah.
That 4 or 5.
Put your head down and just push really hard, right?
Yeah. 35 seconds remaining.
Yeah, no, I give Baronic a lot of credit. He's handled this well in fighting back and not giving the officials a reason to call stalling. I think this has been well officiated, and I think Baronic's doing an excellent job.
So down to 25 seconds remaining. Baronic pushes into Govern. Got around him, but out of bounds before Baronic could trip him to the mat. 22 seconds to go.
You wonder if something like that almost does yourself, buys you another push back against you. A good low single there. Looking for anything if you're Govern.
Yeah, he's flat on his stomach now, hanging on to an ankle. 10 seconds to go. Baronic just trying to sprawl back and let the final seconds run off here. Joey Baronic will win it by a 5-1 score. So he will go to the finals against Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. And Govern will have to come back in the upcoming consolation round. And we'll try to get a feel for the schedule and all that while we take a quick break. Mac back with more wrestling here, Southern AA section action on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
So the lightning round, or blood round if you prefer. Two bouts per weight class, and the two winners will meet for third place. Two wrestlers who lose in this round will meet for fifth place. The top six in each weight class go to next week's WPIALAA tournament at Chartiers Valley. Just had a takedown at 114 pounds for Noah Collins of West Green over Noah Leininger of Burgettstown.
Over on mat two, Julius Poole of Albert-Gallatin, a quick takedown over Jeffrey Douglas of Best Center. Matt 3 at 114 pounds. Lane Ely of McGuffey and Alex Medlin of Best Center. Off no score there.
I think they're waiting for an official over on Matt 1. It's going to be Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry and Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant. Double arm bars for West Green's Noah Collins on Leininger. And he's close to getting the fall, but only 2 seconds to go in the period. Time's going to run out. Collins will get three and lead 5-0 after one.
Julius Poole of Albert-Gallatin out to a quick 5-0 lead over Jeffrey Douglas of Best Center. Still no score, of Ely of McGuffey and Medlin of Best Center. 10 seconds remaining in that period.
Still not underway over on mat one. Looks like both wrestlers are there. Second period. Collins of West Green with a 5-0 lead will start on the bottom. And now we get the official headed over to mat one. Roll attempt, and then in on a leg is Collins. And Leininger is going to have to roll over and give up the reversal. So 7-0 for Collins of West Green. And underway with Buzzard of Fort Cherry and Stabile of Mount Pleasant on mat one.
Poole of Albert-Gallatin out to a 7-0 lead at 107 pound. Ely of McGuffey adds his first point. He now leads 1-0 over Alex Medlin of Best Center.
Collins of West Green with a bar on the left arm trying to drive on it. A lot of time left in the second period. He's actually got both arms barred and over goes Leininger, giving up back points. And Collins nearly got the fall in the first period this way. He'll get it here with a minute to go in the second. So 2 minutes, time of the pin at 114 pounds for Noah Collins of West Green.
Julius Poole's got a few more near fall points waiting, and he's very close to a fall over on mat two against Jeffrey Douglas. He's still got about 35 seconds to go. Ely of McGuffey still holding onto a 1-0 lead of Alex Medlin. And there's the fall for Julius Poole, coming in at 226. So Poole into the consolation finals, 226 the fall.
Had a takedown in the first period for Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry. Now in the second, just underway, leading Stabile of Mount Pleasant 2-0. They're on their feet. Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant at 127 pounds. Has just taken down Chase Selassie of Fraser, leads him 2-0 in the first period.
Lane Ely of McGuffey has extended his lead out to 3-0. Second period coming to a close there. Again, 3-0 there. 121 pounds on mat two. Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry and James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan underway.
Minute 21 to go in the first for Stabile of Mount Pleasant. Buzzard of Fort Cherry out of bounds. Still 2-0 for Buzzard. And still 2-0 nearing the end of the first. Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant will take that 2-0 lead into the second against Chase Selassie of Fraser.
Roberts and a fork cherry out to a 2-0 lead, 121 pounds. Over Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, it looks like he's got some near fall points. He's close to a fall. There it is. With just 1 second remaining, Sean Robertson, a 59-second fall of James Delaney at 121 pounds. And Robertson is on.
Takedown on mat one for Robertson's teammate, Drake Buzzard. He now leads 4-0 over Stabile of Mount Pleasant. They're out of bounds, 45 seconds to go in the second. Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant on the bottom to start the second, but not for long. Quickly up and out, he leads 3-0 over Selassie of Fraser at 127 pounds.
Ely of McGuffey still holding on to a 3-1 lead. We're into the third period, 50 seconds remain there. He leads Alex Medlin of Best Center. Up on mat, 233 pounds, Garrett Newman of McGuffey, Seth Burns of West Green. They are off. No score there. Or excuse me, 2-0, I should say. Looks like Burns has the early takedown, and Newman is hurt.
Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant takes down Selassie to lead him 5-0 now. Torkowitz trying to grab that arm with Selassie flat on his stomach. Grabs the right arm and pulls it across the chest, trying to work through the legs, but not able to turn Selassie over. And we're going to get a blood timeout on mat one for Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant, still trailing Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry in the second period, late in the second period. It's 4-0.
Just 8 seconds remain on mat, 314 pounds, Lane Ely of McGuffey. Medlin looks for a headlock, just last second gasp. Tries to step through, but time will run out. Lane Ely of McGuffey advances at 114 pounds, defeating Alex Medlin 3-1.
And we've got a break in the action here, and we will have more AA Southern Section Wrestling in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back here at Burgettstown, a blood timeout for Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant. So going to the third period, that's at 107 pounds. Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry with a 4-0 lead. Buzzard on top to start the third. 127 pounds on mat four. Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant, 5-0 lead over Chase Selassie of Fraser. They are out of bounds in the third period with 44 seconds to go with Selassie riding but trailing.
On mat two at 133 pounds, Seth Burns of West Green. We had an extended blood time as well. First period just came to an end. He leads 2-0 over Garrett Newman of McGuffey. And on mat 327 pounds, Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown leads 5-0 over Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry. Harrison got off to a good start, but Slovic caught him. And now Slovic working a wing, turns him over. It looks like he might have Harrison caught. He does. A fall for Dylan Slovic at 251. Dylan Slovic will advance at 127 pounds.
Again, winners in this round, it's two bouts per weight class. The winners face one another for third. The two wrestlers who lose in this round face each other for fifth, and all six advance to next week's WPIAL tournament. Looks like a 6-0 final at 127 pounds for Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Again, that's 6-0. Check back in on Buzzer to Fort Cherry, 51 seconds to go in the third. He is riding and leading 5-1 over Stabile of Mount Pleasant.
It looks like we have more blood time on mat two for Garrett Newman of McGuffey, still trailing 2-0 to Seth Burns of West Green. Just onto the mat, and mat three, Joseph Longhigh for Mount Pleasant and Victor Bonus of McGuffey. That's at 139 pounds. Bonus and Longhigh, about 15 seconds remain first period. No score here. A lot of hand fighting through this first 45 seconds. Newman, again, still being tended to for blood time. Looks like they've stopped that, and that match should be up and running again soon.
Potentially dangerous call with just a couple of seconds left. Looks like Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry is going to defeat Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant. It is 4-0 for Buzzard, and they come back to referee's position. Final 2 seconds will tick off the clock, and Buzzard does win it 4-0. Mat 4, 139 pounds. Giovanni Wakeman at the end of one leads Caleb Kissow of Southmoreland 2-0.
Seth Burns of West Green has extended his lead out to 4-0. 50 seconds remaining, second period there. Still no score between Longhigh of Mount Pleasant and Bonus of McGuffey. That one 30 seconds into the second period. Longhigh riding on top.
So again, two bouts per weight class here. Now complete at 107. Buzzer to Fort Cherry, 4-0 over Stabile of Mount Pleasant. Pool of Albert Gallatin pins Douglas of Beth Center in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. 114 pounds, Ely of McGuffey, 3-1 over Medlin of Beth Center. And Collins of West Green pins Leininger of Burgettstown in 2 minutes. One bout complete at 121 pounds. The other one just underway. And that's Danny Smith of Burgettstown taking down Rocco Zugai of Yawk and leading him 2-0. Early in the second period at 139 pounds, Giovanni Waitman with an escape to go up 3-0. And he's in on the right leg against Kissow of Southmoreland. Kissow with a whizzer. But Waitman's going to force him to turn over and give up the takedown. Waitman up 5-0, minute and a half to go in the second.
Garrett Newman with a reversal near the end of the second period. He cut Seth Burns' lead in half. Now 4-2, Burns of West Green leading Newman of McGuffey at 133 pounds. At 141 pounds, Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant leading 2-1 over Victor Bonus of McGuffey. Longhigh trying to walk up to the head on a wing. And we'll see, not quite able to do it quite yet. Second period coming to a close in that one.
Armbar and a tilt for Giovanni Waitman. He leads 8-0 with a minute to go in the second after picking up three near fall points. Danny Smith of Burgettstown leads 2-0 after one over Rocco Zugai of Yawk, and Smith starts the second on the bottom. He's to his feet. Zugai right behind him. Smith turns hard inside, sprawls back. Works the head, hasn't gotten the escape just yet. Now he does to go up 3-0, and there's a fall for Giovanni Waitman. And that is going to come at 2 minutes and 23 seconds. That's at 139 pounds. 2:23, time of the fall for Waitman of Bell Vernon over Kissow of Southmoreland.
We've now got a tie match between Joseph Longhigh and Victor Bonus at 139 pounds. Minute 30 remaining in that third period. Seth Burns of West Green still leading 4-2. He's riding on top of Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Just under 90 seconds remaining in that one. Newman with an opportunity sits out, but he has his elbow pinned back by Burns. Burns works him back down to the mat.
Danny Smith with an escape and a takedown. He leads Zugai of Yawk now 5-0, 50 seconds left in the second. Levi Yater of West Green, Logan Noyes of Burgettstown at 145, just underway on mat four. As Smith looks like a half, he turns Zugai over with 38 seconds to go in the second period. Danny Smith of Burgettstown going to get the fall at 2 minutes and 25 seconds at 121 pounds. That's 225 for Danny Smith.
Burns still hanging on to a 4-2 lead. Now we're under 40 seconds remaining for West Green.
And there's a fall very quickly in 26 seconds for Logan Noyes of Burgettstown at 145 pounds. Again, that's 24 seconds for Noyes on his fall.
Joseph Longeye of Mount Pleasant now leading 5-3 over Victor Bonus of McGuffey. Under 15 seconds there on their feet. Bonus tries to walk through. Nice job from Longhai to counter and get the takedown. He'll lead 7-3, and that will likely be the final. Joseph Longhai of Mount Pleasant going to advance, and he will. He'll advance 7-3.
So results coming in quickly here. Let's update you on current action. Austin Rook of Chartiers Houston, Caleb Patton of Washington, scoreless late in their first period, just 15 seconds to go. 160 pounds on mat four. Stephen Pradonna of Mount Pleasant, scoreless just 10 seconds in against Eric Kovach of Burgettstown. Glad you're with us here on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, online, WJPA.com. And along with our partners at greensports.net. Baruch and Patton scoreless after one on mat one. And it looks like a blood time perhaps coming up here for Eric Kovach on mat four.
Mat two, Seth Burns of West Green takes the entire third period and rides out Garrett Newman. Seth Burns of West Green, a 4-2 win at 133 pounds. Burns on to the consolation finals with a 4-2 win over Garrett Newman. They would appreciate it. And on mat three, just getting underway, 152 pounds, Sean Hollis of Southmoreland. He leads 2-0 over Logan Rainier of McGuffey.
Patton of Washington, Maruk of Chartiers Houston, now in the second period, scoreless with Patton on top. Maruk trying to sit back into Patton, but Patton does a nice job of turning him back underneath. And after a blood timeout, Eric Kovach of Burgettstown ready to continue, scoreless in his first period against Pradonna of Mount Pleasant.
Over on mat two underway, and very quickly, Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon looking to get a very quick fall. He leads 2-0. He's going to have three back points as well against Chase Rush of Fort Cherry. Doppelhauer leading 2-0, soon to be 5-0. Hollis still with a 2-0 lead over Rainier.
Maruk of Chartiers Houston, Patton of Washington out of bounds, 52 seconds to go, second period, still scoreless. Maruk of Chartiers Houston on the bottom. Pradonna of Mount Pleasant, Kovach of Burgettstown going to be scoreless at the end of their first. Some results at 121 pounds. Smith of Burgettstown fall at 225 over Zugai of Yawk. Robertson of Fort Cherry fall at 159 over Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. 127 pounds. Slovak of Burgettstown fall at 251 over Harrison of Fort Cherry. Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant 6-0 over Salashi of Fraser. Eric Kovach starts his third, or I should say second period on top in a scoreless bout. Still scoreless on mat one as they near the end of the second period. Caleb Patton of Washington trying to ride the entire period, has to hang on to an ankle late, and he does. So they'll be scoreless going to the third.
Cole Doppelhauer has extended his lead out to 9-0 over Chas Rush of Fort Cherry. It looks like he's going to get the fall here. Very close is Doppelhauer. Nice shot by Rush to fight as long as he can, but fight no more. There'll be a fall in a minute 23 for Cole Doppelhauer, as he will advance at 145 pounds.
Caleb Patton of Washington trying to switch on Marouk, and he does early in the third period to take a 2-0 lead. We've had an escape for Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant. He leads Eric Kovach of Burgettstown 1-0, and now I think it's Perdana who's going to get a blood timeout.
152 pounds, second period nearing the end. Sean Hollis of Southmoreland, a 4-0 lead over Logan Rainier of McGuffey. Hollis riding on top through the majority of this period, trying to do so in the last 10 seconds. Just on the mat, 152 pounds, Matt 2, Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant, Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan. No score there, just underway.
Patton of Washington still riding and leading 2-0, minute 13 to go, second period. After a blood timeout, Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant is just about ready to continue against Burgettstown's Eric Kovach. Perdana leads 1-0 early in the second period there. And now under a minute to go for Patton of Washington, Marouk of Chartiers Houston. Patton still riding and leading 2-0.
We got a fall right in front of us here. Sean Hollis of Southmoreland will complete that fall at 3 minutes and 26 seconds, 3:23, 3:26, I should say. Sean Hollis, the fall over Logan Rainier of McGuffey at 152 pounds. Greg Shawless over on mat 2 for Mount Pleasant, leading 2-1 over Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan as that first period comes to an end.
Caleb Patton of Washington getting a back count. He's got a leg in. I think he's using a cross face as well. He's on his own back a little bit at the moment, is Patton, but he's got back points coming. Just 10 seconds to go. So Caleb Patton looks like he's going to win at 133 pounds. And Russell for third place. He gets two near fall points, and it will be a 4-0 win for Patton over Austin Marouk of Chartiers Houston. And we'll have more AA Southern Section Wrestling when we come back to Burgettstown here in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239-2330.
Back here at Burgettstown, we've got another time blood timeout for Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant in the third period. I think they're getting ready to go to the third, but Perdana got a takedown and two near fall points at the end of the second, so he leads 5-0 over Burgettstown's Eric Kovach. They'll start the third on their feet. Matt 1 at 172 pounds. Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland, Braden Taggart of Bentworth. 3-0 for Taggart of Bentworth, and they are neutral in the second with Taggart in on a leg. Whizzer for Kenny, and now Taggart's going to get that takedown to go up 5-0.
Second period almost at a close at 152 pounds. Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant leading Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan 6-4. Is that, again, that Second period comes near close. Midway through the second period, at 160 pounds, Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin leads Landon Delera of Southmoreland 2-0. Again, halfway through the second period there.
Fall for Taggart of Bentworth. It comes at 1 minute and 49 seconds. That's at 172 pounds, 149. Time of the fall for Taggart of Bentworth to get to the third place bout at 172.
A reversal over on Matus. Shawless now leads 8-4 to begin the third period. He now rides on top. Second period, again, nearing a close. Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin with a 2-0 lead over Delera of Southmoreland.
Owe you some results. Let's try to get you caught up. 133 pounds. Again, these are consolation bouts. Winners wrestle for third. Losers wrestle for fifth. At 133, Patton of Washington, 4-0 over Maruk of Chartiers Houston. Burns of West Green, 4-2 over Newman of McGuffey. 139 pounds, Longhigh of Mount Pleasant, 7-3 over Bonus of McGuffey. Waitman of Bell Vernon fall in 2 minutes and 23 seconds over Kissaw of Southmoreland. 145 pounds, Noise of Burgettstown fall in 24 seconds over Yater of West Green. And Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon fall at 123 over Rush of Fort Cherry. Next bout up on mat 1 at 189 pounds, Brock Bales of Jeff Morgan, Jacob Lehue of Beth Center, scoreless, 25 seconds in. And back to Perdana of Mount Pleasant, Kovach of Burgettstown. It was 5-0 after 2, and they started, I believe, on their feet. And it is now 7-3 for Perdana of Mount Pleasant. They're on their feet now with just 28 seconds left.
We have a fall at 152 pounds. Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant, a fall at 415 over Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan. Shawless, fall at 415. Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin now leads 4-0 over Landon Delera of Southmoreland. We're about halfway through the third period in that.
Now 8-0 for Perdana of Mount Pleasant. Kovach of Burgettstown running out of time. Ties up. Works the head, 10 seconds to go, and Kovach trying to roll across his own back. He's going to end up giving up the takedown with 4 seconds left, so that will be a final at 160 pounds, 10-3. The victory for Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant over Burgettstown's Eric Kovach.
On the mat, I'm at 215 pounds, James Standish of Albert Gallatin, Caden Shannon of Southmoreland underway, no score. More than halfway through the first period in that one, Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin at 160 pounds, leading Landon Delera 6-0 with about 40 seconds remaining in the third period there. So Conroy appears to be on his way to competing for third place here with just another 30 seconds.
Lehue of Beth Center with a 2-0 lead, and he now rides in the second period against Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan. Minute 32 to go in the second period. Reed Teagarden of McGuffey just underway with Noah Lehue of Beth Center. That's at 172 pounds. Good shot at the right leg for Teagarden. He'll try to pick that up and kick the left leg out. He spins Lehue to the mat, and Teagarden trying to move up and finish that off. He does with 36 seconds to go, takes a 2-0 lead.
Final at 160 pounds, Landon Conroy does in fact defeat Landon Delera. Conroy of Albert Gallatin 6-0 over Delera of Southmoreland at 160 pounds. James Standish of Albert Gallatin leads 2-0 over Caden Shannon of Southmoreland into the second period on that one.
And we get a fall with 13 seconds to go in the first period for Reed Teagarden at 172 pounds. So 47 seconds time of the fall for Teagarden. And he will wrestle a Taggart of Bentworth for third place.
Coming onto the mat at 215 pounds. On mat 3, Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, Malachi Peak of Beth Center. About to get underway here. Standish of Albert Gallatin at 215 also leads 2-0 over Shannon of Southmoreland.
Jacob Lehue of Beth Center looked like a tilt as he rocked Brock Bales of Jeff Morgan up to his back, and now Lehue going to try to get his body perpendicular. Doesn't really have much of a combination, and now he's going to try to Now he's going to cross face, 27 seconds to go in the period, and Jacob Lehue will get the pin. That will be at 2 minutes and 37 seconds at 189 pounds, 237. Jacob Lehue of Beth Center pins Brock Bales of Jeff Morgan.
James Sanders of Albert Gallatin extends his lead out to 4-0. Second period coming to an end in that one. The other 215-pound match, Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, he leads 2-0 over Malachi Peak of Beth Center. That one about halfway through the first period.
Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry, Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon, late in their first period at 189, no score there. Coming up on mat one at 285, Joe Wilson of Washington, Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon.
McEnany of Jefferson Morgan gets a few near fall points. He'll get all three of them on a tilt near the end of the first period. He now leads 5-0 over Peak of Beth Center. Standish still a 4-0 lead over Shannon. Third period.
Fourth round consolation results at 152. Shawless of Mount Pleasant fall at 415 over Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan. Hollis of Southmoreland fall at 326 over Rainier of McGuffey. So it'll be Hollis and Shawless for third place at 152.
Second period underway. Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan leading 5-0. He'll start on the bottom. Quick escape. He now leads 6-0 over Malachi Peak of Beth Center.
Salvini of Fort Cherry escape in the second. 1-0 lead against Hoffman of Bell Vernon. They're on their feet. Minute 25 to go. Salvini in on a single. Try to finish it on the edge. And Hoffman gets up to his feet. Salvini trying to stay in bounds and finish, but cannot. And nearing the end of a scoreless first period between Joe Wilson of Washington and Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon. They indeed are scoreless after one. Results at 160 pounds. Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin 6-0 over Landon Delera of Southmoreland. Stephen Perdona of Mount Pleasant 10-3 over Eric Kovach of Burgettstown. Results at 172. Braden Taggart of Bentworth fall at 149 over Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland. Reed Teagarden of McGuffey fall in 47 seconds over Noah Lehue of Beth Center.
Still 6-0, McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, leading Malachi Peak halfway through the second period. Again, 6-0 the score there. James Standish of Albert Gallatin, a 4-0 lead over Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. Both those matches at 215-pound. Now it's 4-1 Standish leads over Shannon. Just over 40 seconds remaining in that match.
20 seconds to go, second period at 189 on mat 4. Salvini is going to get around behind Hoffman of Bell Vernon and take him down, so Salvini leads 3-0.
McEnany with a takedown and some near fall points. His lead now 11-0 with 20 seconds to go in the second period. Standish 23 seconds away from completing a victory. For Albert Gallatin, he still leads Caden Shannon 4-1. Both matches at 215 pounds.
Joe Wilson of Washington riding in the second period, scoreless with Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon. 49 seconds to go in that second period. Salvini of Fort Cherry with a 3-0 lead starts the third on top against Hoffman of Bell Vernon at 189 pounds. Wilson still riding on Riggle. Riggle on his hands and knees. Wilson tries to step in and lace with the left leg and does. And Wilson breaks Riggle down.
Standish, your winner, James Standish, that is, of Albert Gallatin. Your winner, 4-1 over Caden Shannon at 215 pounds. Standish on to the third place consolation, where he will likely meet, not to project too much, Adam McEnany, who is leading 11-0 over Malachi Peak of Beth Center. That match just into the third period. And underway on mat two at 285 pounds, Jake Govern of Southmoreland against Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan.
Joe Wilson of Washington rides the entire second period and still scoreless going to the third. Wilson on the bottom against Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon. Salvinia Fort Cherry still riding and leading 3-0. Wilson of Washington quickly up and out to take a 1-0 lead. Here's Salvini with a leg and what looks like the right arm barred. He's actually trying to get that leg free so he can get perpendicular and drive Hoffman over to his back. 45 seconds to go. Wilson with a bear hug on Perry, but loses that as they're still neutral with a minute and a half to go.
No scores. First period comes to an end at 285 pounds between Jake Govern of Southmoreland and Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. Jefferson Morgan, 215 pounds. Adam McEnany leading 11-0 over best centers Malachi Peak. About 45 seconds remaining in that one.
Salvini with that arm barred. He's going to roll Hoffman of Bell Vernon over to his back. Only 10 seconds to go in the bout. So Salvini not likely to get the fall. Hoffman going to scramble back over to his stomach. Salvini gets three. And Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry, a 6-0 winner over Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon at 189 pounds. Wilson of Washington still 1-0, still neutral with Riggle of Bell Vernon. 53 seconds to go. Wilson staying aggressive, shoots, moves up off the legs, now gets behind Riggle, wraps him around the waist and trips him to the mat. Wilson with a 3-0 lead, 42 seconds to go.
215 pounds coming to an end. Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, a 13, or will likely be a 13-0 victory, just 6 seconds remaining over Malachi Peak of Best Center. And at 285 pounds, Jefferson Morgan's Mason Sisler onto the board. He leads 1-0, just over a minute remaining, second period in that one.
An escape for Riggle with 14 seconds to go. Wilson of Washington leads there 3-1. We'll run down the pairings for all the medal bouts before we wrap things up here for you. And again, once this round is complete, they're going to take a half-hour break and then come back and start with the medal round. Time going to run out at 2:85 as Joe Wilson of Washington is a 3-1 winner. He'll go to the third-place bout, sending Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon to the fifth-place bout.
33 seconds remaining, second period. Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan still leading 1-0 over Jake Govern of Southmoreland. A stalling call being assessed against Sisler now. Both wrestlers on their feet, 20 seconds remaining. Govern doesn't appear to have the same energy that he did in his last match against Baronic of Burgettstown. Here comes some of that energy picking up on Govern's side. 5 seconds as they circle back to the center. First period, or second period, I should say, will come to an end. Mason Sisler of Jeff Morgan still leading 1-0. Jake Govern will have the choice.
And we'll have that third period in that final bout when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-239.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
And we're back here. One final match here in our last round of consolations before we take our 30-minute break. Jake Govern of Southmoreland, a 1-1 tie with Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. Just about 20 seconds remain in the third period. Both wrestlers on their feet. This one seems destined for overtime. But we'll see if either wrestler decides to push the envelope here in these final waning seconds.
The unwritten rule, last bout of the session always goes to overtime.
I'm just glad we didn't say it beforehand to completely jinx us. Then we just let the rule, the unspokenness of it, speak for itself. And we do indeed head to overtime. Mason Sisler, 15-8 on the season, the number four seed in the 285-pound bracket. Jake Govern of Southmoreland, 18-10 on the season, the number six seed in the bracket. As Mark has alluded to throughout the broadcast, winner of this match will head to the third-place bout. Loser of this match will head to the fifth-place bout. Both wrestlers pushing and shoving here in the first 15 seconds of this overtime period.
Quickly try to catch you up on the last few weight classes result-wise. And we'll hold on for just a second. We almost had a takedown there, at least a battle for it. 172, Taggart of Bentworth fall at 149 over Kenny of Southmoreland. Teagarden of McGuffey fall at 47 seconds over Noah Lehue of Beth Center. At 189, Jacob Lehue of Beth Center fall at 237 over Bales of Jeff Morgan. Salvinia for Cherry 6-0 over Hoffman of Bel Vernon.
And Govern tries to pull through on a toss. Sisler able to sit his weight back, fall on top, and it will be Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan who picks up the 3-1 defeat, or the 3-1 win, I should say, to move on to the third place bout of the 285-pound weight class.
That was at 43 seconds of overtime. And just finishing up with those last couple of weight classes at 215 pounds, McEnany of Jeff Morgan, 13-0. Over Peak of Beth Center. Standish of Albert Gallatin, 4-1 over Shannon of Southmoreland. And at 285, Wilson of Washington, 3-1 over Riggle of Bel Vernon. And Sisler of Jefferson Morgan, 3-1 at 43 seconds of overtime over Govern of Southmoreland. So the pairings are set for the championship third and fifth place bouts. And again, 30 minutes. And 30 minutes, we're going to come back with the championship round. So that's 2:05. So we'll get on the air at about 1:55 and get you ready for the medal round that starts at 2:05. And we're going to set the pairings for those medal round bouts. When we wrap up this session, we're back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Back here at Burgettstown, a reminder, this event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved, copyright 2024. We'll set the pairings for you for the championship, as well as the third and fifth place bouts at 107 pounds. In the championship match, it'll be Tucker Main of McGuffey against Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. For third place, it'll be Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry against Julius Poole of Albert Gallatin. And for fifth place, Nick Stabile of Mount Pleasant against Jeffrey Davis of Beth Center.
At 114 pounds, it'll be Drake McClure of Bentworth against Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston in the championship bout. In the third place bout, it will be Lane Ely of McGuffey and Noah Collins of West Green. And in the fifth place bout, it will be Alex Medlin of Beth Center against Noah Leininger of Burgettstown.
121 pounds, championship match, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey against Mason Wright of Beth Center. For third place, it'll be Danny Smith of Burgettstown against Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. And for fifth, Rocco Zugai of York against James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan.
At 127 pounds, it'll be Chris Vargo of Bentworth taking on Lucas Barr of McGuffey in our championship match. Our third place match will feature Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown and Tristan Torkovich of Mount Pleasant. And in the fifth place match, it'll be Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry and Chase Salashi of Fraser.
133 pounds, championship match, Parker Centipol of Burgettstown against Tyler Clark of Fraser. For third place, it will be Caleb Patton of Washington against Seth Burns of West Green. And for fifth place, Austin Maruk of Chartiers Houston and against Garrett Newman of McGuffey.
139 pounds, our championship match will feature Gavin Suica of Burgettstown against Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Third place will be Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant and Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon. And our fifth place match will feature Victor Bonus of McGuffey and Caleb Kissow of Southmoreland.
And we'll finish up with our medal round pairings when we wrap things up. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net right after this.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Back here at Burgettstown, wrapping up these pairings for you for the medal round that is going to start at 2:05. We'll take a real quick break and be back on at 1:55. At 145 pounds, Jameson Poklembo of Mount Pleasant will wrestle Owen Ivsik of Bentworth for the championship. Third place, it'll be Logan Noyes of Burgettstown against Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon. And for fifth place, Levi Yater of West Green against Fort Cherry's Chaz Rush.
At 152 pounds, Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward will take on Rudy Brown of Burgettstown in the championship match. Our third place match will feature Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant and Sean Hollis of Southmoreland. And our fifth place match will feature Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan and Logan Rainier of McGuffey.
At 160 pounds, Chase Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan and Ryan Salashi of Fraser will wrestle for first place. For third, it'll be Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin against Stephen Perdona of Mount Pleasant. And for fifth place, Landon Delera of Southmoreland against Burgettstown's Eric Kovach.
And at 172 pounds, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon will take on Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry in our championship match. Braden Taggart of Bentworth will take on Reed Teagarden of McGuffey in our third place match, and Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland will take on Noah Lehue of Beth Center.
At 189 for the championship, it'll be Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth against Jackson Angelo of Fraser. For third place, Jacob Lehue of Beth Center against Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry. And for fifth, Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan against Bell Vernon's Austin Hoffman.
At 215 pounds, Rune Lawrence of Fraser will take on Colin White of West Green in our championship match. Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan will take on James Standish of Albert Gallatin in the third place match. And the fifth place match will feature Malachi Peak of Beth Center and Caden Shannon of Southmoreland.
And at 285, Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant will wrestle Joey Baronic of Burgettstown for the championship. For third place, it'll be Joe Wilson of Washington against Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. And for fifth place at 285, Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon will take on Jake Govern of Southmoreland. So a quick break for us. We're back in about 12 minutes to get ready for that medal round. So we're going to take a quick break and come back shortly. And so for Greg Smith, I'm Mark Uriah, along with Jason Tennant up above and Jacob Knisner back in our Washington studio. Short break for us. We're back for in about 12 minutes to get you ready for the finals and the third and fifth place bout at the AA Southern Sectional Wrestling Tournament here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.